The FBI has released photographs of two suspects wanted over the twin bombings in Boston. They say one of the men was seen setting down a backpack at the site of the second explosion. They're appealing for public help to identify the two men. Earlier, US President Barack Obama attended a memorial service for the victims of the bombings. Now, search is continuing this morning for survivors of the massive explosion at a fertilizer plant in the small Texas town of West. Rescue workers are scouring the ruins of up to 70 buildings. Up to 15 people have died, but that toll could rise. Around 160 people have been injured. State and territory leaders are in Canberra this morning for a showdown with the Prime Minister over her education reforms. At least two states are refusing to sign up to her plan to increase school funding by billions of dollars. The federal government wants the states to chip in a third of the cost. The Melbourne Football Club is denying it ever employed the man at the centre of an AFL doping controversy. The ABC 730 program has obtained text messages between Stephen Dank and the club's doctor discussing a supplement program for some of the Demons players. Dank is being investigated over the use of banned supplements at Essendon. And the New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell has declared his support of same-sex marriage in Australia. He's also challenged Tony Abbott to allow a conscience vote.